Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. And I am going to be talking to you today about how not to get duped, bamboozled, or hoodwinked, because that is exactly what the evildoers want to do, is they want to really hoodwink us. So think back 3 going on 4 years ago, all of the emotional trauma, all of the fear-based narratives, all of the nonstop confusing information, and that is happening again and again and again. It's happening with Maui. It's happening with Morocco. It's happening with Libya. It's happening with the UN. It's happening with the WHO, with the CDC, with all of those agencies by design. It's happening in politics. You know, although I stand for truth and freedom, maybe not although, but because I stand for truth and freedom, I really don't speak about politics per se that much on this channel. I don't talk about Ukraine. I don't really talk about the public elections. I don't talk about a lot of that because it's number one, I think that you can dig into that on your own. Number two, I think a lot of it is a huge distraction. A lot of that is a show. They are puppets on the world stage put in place by the puppet masters. So many of these public serpents are selected to play their role. And that's just not a rabbit hole that I really want to chase down. What I do want to do is to help you think critically, whether it is about the elections, politics, healthcare, your children's education, your employer, and certainly the current events. So I'm going to be giving you just an overview of the questions that I like to ask when I am looking at the news. And I don't really watch news stations per se, but over the last month, I have been keeping up with all of the Hawaiian news stations, because what's going on in Maui and in Hawaii in general, and what has been going on in Hawaii, I believe is something that we can learn from going forward. My goal on this channel has always been to give you solutions and strategies, resources and remedies, not to put you in the spin cycle, but to get you out of the spin cycle. I want you to feel empowered and educated. So after you watch one of my videos, you feel like you know more than you did before you watched it. That's my goal. Now, there are times when I do get emotional, I do flip my lid, I do have rants, I have my righteous anger. I've been talking about the ridiculous, you know, Band-Aid caper of Josh Green do deal. I have my funny nicknames. All of that is my attempt, and I don't know if I succeed in it, but it is my attempt to inject a little bit of levity, a little bit of humor into these very dark situations. I never will endeavor to laugh at anyone's misfortune. I endeavor not to make light or poke fun of anyone that is suffering. But when it comes to the public serpents who are serving evil, all bets are off. I'm going to ridicule them. I'm going to point my finger at them. I'm going to laugh at them. I'm going to point out their traps that they set and then they fall in for themselves, because that is the only, let me say, one of the only things that evil responds to. You cannot fight evil with evil, but you need to expose the evil deeds to the light. And those that are in power have giant egos. And when we point at them and say, look, the emperor has no clothes, it rattles their cage. They feel a little off kilter. We're like a little buzzing mosquito that's bothering them, so that they can't focus on all of the evil deeds that they want to do, D-E-W. So in today's video, we're going to look at several questions that I use when I'm faced with the information to make sure that I'm not going to allow those evildoers to bamboozle me, to hoodwink and to dupe me and swindle and sideswipe and all of the other adjectives that you can come up with. Now, I do have a message from my sponsor. So let me start with that. We're going to hop right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. They've been my longtime sponsor, and I'm so grateful for their support. That's why I'm able to do these videos day in, day out. This is my full-time occupation, to serve you, to serve God, to serve truth, and to give you tools against tyranny. By the way, do you like my new living room, my virtual living room? Somebody said, gosh, Peggy, I love all your houses. And I said, I do too. And they're absolutely free. These are screen shots. And I thought this one looked sort of like Hawaii. So I thought it would be nice to have this as my background today. All right, without further ado, let's hop right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. Now, I want you to check out this company. There's a phone number here, 877-646-5347. You can get information for free. You can get your questions answered from someone who's going to answer the phone in the United States. And Noble Gold Investments understands. Actually, the message that I have for you is, do you want to take control of your financial future, but you don't know where to start? That's where Noble Gold Investments come in. They understand that investing in precious metals may sound confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments will make it easy for you. So let's hear from a few actual Noble Gold Investment customers. They say the staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way. Also, no pressure sales tactics, just honest guidance. Another, securing my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold's expertise. So don't settle for financial uncertainty, friends. Noble Gold Investments will suggest options to see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. So do not settle for financial uncertainty. Go here, noblegoldinvestments.com. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. So why wait? Here it is, noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the only gold company that I trust. I'll have a link for you in the description box below with a little disclaimer that says there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. So check it out for yourself, friends. An email came in today from a healthy American who said, Peggy, all of your videos are being blocked. I can't find them anywhere. Well, here's a little secret. When you go to the Healthy American, Peggy Hall, you need to click on live. Most of my videos are airing live. Now, here we are right here, airing live. It says 171 watching. Would all 171 please hit that like button? That helps us outsmart the algorithm because YouTube is heavily shadow banning me, meaning they do not suggest my videos to the public at large. They fiddle with my numbers. If you would also subscribe and let's get this 180 up to 200 or 250 so we can reach more people and then click on videos. These would be the two places to find my latest broadcast. Sometimes I will pre-record a video and then upload it for you like I did yesterday. I talked about, I can't believe the governor said this. That's one of my most important videos ever. If you only watch one video start to finish, let it be this one because all of the evil plans are being laid out by this public serpent, Josh Green Do Deal. This one's pretty funny. What these two actors on the stage do. So videos and live, and that's where you will find my videos. You don't need to wait for a notification. Just join me every day, 4 p.m. Pacific. And that is 7 p.m. Eastern while I'm here on board with you. All right, let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's talk about how to not get duped, bamboozled, or fill in the blank. What else did I call it? Duped, bamboozled, or hoodwinked. Because that's what they want to do. They want you to be in the spin cycle of fear. Now, there are a lot of news stations that are banking on the fact that you are going to be under their spell because of an emotional response. In fact, it's not just the news stations. Take a look at most of the top YouTube channels, and you are going to see fear-mongering in the headlines. It is absolutely shameful. And these creators, I don't know if I can call them creators because they're creating havoc. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I'm not going to call out anybody by name because that's just not how I roll, unless they're a public figure like Josh Green Do Deal. But I do want you to use your powers of discernment. I think it's despicable to use an image. For example, let's say some smiling, very healthy, young 8-year-old boys, with the headline that says, "Where are the children?" As if those exact children are missing. Okay, that's despicable and it's shameful. And the people that are doing that should apologize to you. Not like Josh Green Do Deal says the world should apologize for what happened in Maui. Yeah, that was my video yesterday. But I do not care for that type of fear mongering. Now, I endeavor to have headlines on my videos that will catch your attention. So for example, I said, vomit warning, you know, you're not going to believe this bone chilling message from the governor, but I delivered on that message. It was not fear mongering. In fact, I told you to have the vomit bucket nearby because of what was going to happen, but I am not going to put you in the spin cycle with all of these fear mongering narratives that only serve to increase your adrenaline. And that's addicting. Okay. That's part of the reason that these YouTube channels that use expletives in their headline, or they use the same headline again and again, like, you know, oh, crud, only fill in the blank with something a little stronger. It's like, really? That's your level of creativity with your headline? I don't care for that at all. So I also don't care for people just stringing together other people's research and not giving them credit and passing it off as if it's theirs. If I am playing a video from, you know, KHON or KITV or something, you're seeing it right there. I actually even give you a link to that so that you can watch it. So these are the kinds of tactics that some unscrupulous media people, whether it's mainstream media merry-go-round or YouTubers or Twitter or Instagram or what have you, and they will just go to extremes to get those views and those likes and those hits. Okay. If I ever do that, friends, would you please call me on that and say, hey, Peggy, you went overboard there. Now, I'm talking about the headlines. I'm talking about the images. And again, I do some that I think are a little funny to kind of catch your attention, but I don't want to fall into the realm of, you know, like those magazines that you see at the checkout counter, you know, the National Enquirer, although they probably are correct on most things, or like the Daily Mail. All right. That's kind of sensationalized, although they do bring forward a lot of interesting information. What happens is this. You get that hit of adrenaline, your heart starts racing, your breath starts to get shorter, and you're like, oh my gosh, something new is happening. I've got to see this new headline. I can't go to bed until I've watched every single new video that's come out. Hopefully you're watching my videos. That's all you need to watch, if I may say so. I hope to distill the information and analyze it so that you don't have to go into the spin cycle. What you're experiencing is a combination of adrenaline and cortisol, and it gives some people a sort of high, like they're excited and they're engaged and their life has meaning and they're a part of the game. And that is what the evildoers have banked on for the last several years. That's why on this channel, you are never is a strong word. Let me say hardly ever. I cannot remember if I ever did a video on the ingredients in the Cooties cocktail. That's not how I roll. Okay. That to me is fear-mongering. So it doesn't matter to me what's in the cocktail. I'm never going to take it. So why would I waste my God-given breath on analyzing what is in it? To me, that's going down a rabbit hole of fear-mongering when it's already an open and shut case. I'm not going to do it. I'm keeping my body and blood pure, period. I don't care if it's Hershey's chocolate syrup. I don't care if there's some kind of elixir that allows you to live to be 120. I am never going to inject something into my body. Certainly not because the government told me so. So why would I spend my time going down that road? I am not interested in that. I'm not interested in covering Ukraine. Those kinds of things to me are just like, I'm going to take a hard pass on that. What I want to help you do is to break down some of these things that are leading, it's almost, as I call it, connecting the clots. It's leading to a greater discovery of what the bad guys, the evildoers, have in store for you and me, and how to overcome that, how to not get hoodwinked, bamboozled, or swindled, or what was the other one that I had on there, or duped, all of the above, because that's exactly what they're trying to do. So I'm using the example of Maui, and I'm using the example of the fear-mongering headlines about the children. And I want to say right off the bat, that I commend you. I applaud you. Those of you that have a compassionate heart and you were moved by this concept that something horrible may have happened. That's as far as I'm going to go because I don't want to trigger that fear response. But what I would do instead is offer these kinds of questions. I actually did an entire Substack about this. And let me just show you very quickly where you can get the Substack absolutely free. So you go to peggyhall.substack.com. I did this video, what was that, August 26th, 20 days ago, or however many days ago. And I gave you a rant alert on this video because I think that they could be safe. And I say shame on those that are pushing this horrific narrative without evidence to back it up. So I will leave there is a link for you below if you want to get on that Substack. I really want to thank all of you that upgraded to a paid subscription. All content is free to all readers. Those of you that find value in the hours of research that I do creating these Substacks, the videos and so forth. I'm grateful for your financial support to keep me going. Now, here are some of the questions in general that I would ask, because I prefer, here's the thing, friends, when you start engaging your intellectual energy, so to speak, that your intellectual faculty rather than the emotional center, you actually can start to get out of that cortisol and adrenaline surge, and you can bring your feet back down onto the non-spinning earth. I know you like it when I say that. And you can engage the intellectual capacity so that you can start to think and question rather than spiral out of control. So catastrophizing is when you think the worst. And for some people, it's a habit that they have. It may be from their background, their upbringing. They may have had parents that always said things like, well, I can't wait for the other shoe to drop. And well, of course that was going to happen. I knew that, you know, just an overwhelming sense of dread and doom. Some people grew up in that environment. You may have friends that are doomsday naysayers. I prefer to surround myself with the yay sayers. So you might find that you're caught in this catastrophizing without even realizing it. And that's step number one, is to simply become aware. What am I thinking? And more importantly, why am I thinking this? What am I feeling? And why am I feeling this? And usually the thoughts and the feelings influence each other. So rather than be in this high alert, adrenaline surge, adrenaline fueled state, which all of the news channels bank on, which is why they love the catastrophes, because then they have something new to, you know, send out on the airways. It's not a healthy state to be in. I've talked many times on this channel about the difference between being informed and being obsessed. Being obsessed is when you can't go to bed at night because you have to watch every single video, read every single Substack, do your deep dives at the risk of neglecting other things in your life. Now, there's nothing wrong with being informed. I hope that you are. I'm glad that you're on this channel. An hour a day, basically, is what I present to you here in one or two, sometimes three shorter videos a day. And to me, I think that's plenty. And then you can spend your time with other more uplifting, fulfilling, encouraging, positive, life-enhancing activities. Maybe it's as simple as doing your laundry, going grocery shopping, preparing a home-cooked meal, having a phone call with your friends where you're not talking about current events, going for some exercise, reading some kind of enjoyable material, taking a bubble bath, cuddling with your loved ones, your animals, things like this cannot be taken from you by the bad guys. But the bad guys will take your peace of mind if you allow it. And catastrophizing and clicking on all of those clickbait headlines is not going to serve you well. So number one is be aware of it. Like, oh, am I clicking on that headline? Is that just a clickbait? Has this guy left me hanging high and dry before in the spin cycle, feeling, you know, out of sorts and my heart is pounding and I have to forward an email everybody because the sky is falling? I don't think that's a healthy way to live. So what I like to do is I ask questions. And when I ask questions, I engage my intellect, and then I can take the focus off the emotional realm and I remain sober-minded and rational, down to earth. The enemy wants you stuck in the spin cycle. Repeat after me. That's exactly it. The enemy wants you stuck in the spin cycle of fear, dread, and drama, because that feeds evil. I don't want to participate in feeding evil. There are times when I find myself feeding evil, when I try to outdo evil with more, I don't ever think I'm evil, but with, you know, more fury. And there is such a thing as righteous anger, but I will catch myself sometimes and realize, wow, I am spinning off and I want to come back down to earth. So what I do is I take a step back, I take a nice deep breath, and then I focus on, first of all, I look for the good that is happening, like people coming together, even in the disaster of unfathomable, you know, imagination. I don't even know if that's the right word. In Maui, you can still focus on the good that is happening, the people that are coming together, those that are praying for, not praying on, but praying for those that are suffering. You can see the strength in these individuals that are saying, nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to build back, not better, but I'm going to, get back on my feet. I'm going to get my business going again. And that does my soul good when I see and look for the good that is happening. Then I like to do a rational analysis of the events and characters instead of just, you know, getting my heart pumping with fear, dread, and drama. So here are the main things that I ask myself. Number one, what evidence is there for this information that I'm being presented with? A huge red flag for me, and there are plenty of YouTubers that do this. They say, well, I got some intel, but I can't tell you where I got it. Oh, really? Why? Why can't you tell me where you got it? How can I trust what you're telling me if I can't even trust your source? Friends, I do the exact opposite. I take you to the exact websites where I do my research. I very often leave links for you so that you can do deeper digging as well. I show you exactly the source of where I go, like the, I don't know, Supreme Court opinions. I don't just give you a news channel of their opinion of the opinions. I go to the Supreme Court. So when somebody tells me, I just got some intel and it's from a source that I can't reveal, that right off the bat, I just stop listening. That to me is a fairy tale. It's spin. And you know, there are a lot of my lovely, healthy Americans that maybe not a lot. There are some healthy Americans that are drifting in that direction. And I know because you're sending me the videos and the links, and I don't have time to click on all of them and watch all of them. So it helps me when you summarize, or many of you tell me what time code to look at. And then of course I have my lovely Olivia that will scan through a lot of those as well. But there are certain websites, there are certain narratives that right off the bat, I'm not going to continue watching because there is no evidence for what they're presenting. It's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale designed to keep you engaged and in fear and dread and keep your heart pumping. Now there are times when I'll say, for example, tomorrow I'm going to bring you additional information about the Kennedy family. Actually, it probably won't be tomorrow, but in the future, because I'm juggling so many projects and I'm spend all my hours during the day researching and then get prepared for these videos later in the afternoon to present to you. So there are times when I tell you, okay, I will cover this in an upcoming video, but rarely, in fact, I hardly can think of a time when I said, I have a secret that I can't reveal to you at this time. Okay, that's just manipulating your mind. It's a well-known technique of manipulation, and I cannot stand it. I'm not giving names. Maybe one, I do have a list. I have a list of all of the people that I don't trust in terms of the social media people. But what I have done for you is I have a video called How to Spot the Fakes, Frauds, and Phonies Without Naming Names. And you can apply those techniques and strategies to whatever you're watching. I don't want to point anybody out. I'm just focused on my lane, on what I'm presenting, my research, my work. The truth and freedom that I'm committed to. That's what I do. In a blue moon, once in a while, when somebody has maybe said something publicly or they've asked for an opinion, I might email a response, but I am not going to speak publicly about other people because it's not my place to do so. You need to use your critical thinking skills on that. I will tell you that there are very few channels that I watch. I prefer to do my own original research and create my own videos. Now, I will go to the original sources of information, and there will be a headline that will catch my eye in the news. And in fact, in a follow-up video, I am going to bring you some news about the Hawaiian Electric Company, but I don't spend a lot of time on YouTube watching other YouTubers. It's not a good use of my time. All right. So I ask, what evidence is there for what they're presenting? The second question, who is sharing this information? Right? Are they trustworthy? Could they have another reason for presenting this? And not just YouTubers. Don't get me wrong. This could be somebody on the news. This could be a spokesperson. This could be a politician. It could be, a business person. It could be a website. It could be a freedom movement person. It's like, why are they sharing this? Is there another reason why they could be doing this? All right. The third question I ask myself, how could this person benefit from saying this? Are they benefiting? Are they getting more views? Are they putting people in the spin cycle? Maybe, who knows, they are you know, working for someone else and trying to get this information out there. Sadly, there are those who are going to be the predators that are going to swoop in during catastrophes to raise money that possibly never is going to go where that money was intended. I never did any fundraising for, actually, I've never done any fundraising for anyone other than if you wanted to support me in my own lawsuit, my own projects, the work that I'm doing, because you know that money is going to me to help support my work. I have made it a point of not promoting anyone else's GoFundMes because I don't even want my name associated with that. In the early years, I had very unfortunate situations, at least two, if not three times on a very large scale, somebody used my name for fundraising. And two times I was not even at the event personally. Somebody told me they had driven 13 hours. I think it was they drove from the East Coast to Texas or New Mexico or something because they were told that I was going to be speaking there. And I had nothing to do with that event at all. So people have used my name in the past and I don't want to be out there at all. So I just have a policy of no GoFundMes. If you would like to fund me, then you can send a check in the mail. I have links in the description box, but I do not want you to send me a penny if you don't have a penny to spend. There are plenty of people, including you, who need your money. So if you find value, your prayers, sharing the videos, that helps a lot. So often I am skeptical. Again, I'm not pointing any fingers. My prayer is that the money is going to go exactly where it is needed. All right. Another question I ask is there a hidden agenda behind the information that they're presenting? And it might be something very simple as they want to get more views. It might be something more nefarious where they are, I don't know, trying to entrap you or serve an agenda for someone else. So I ask myself these questions. What really is going on here? This is one. Here's another one. How can this information be verified? Even the videos that I'm seeing on Maui, and I've got some eyewitness videos. Some of those just didn't ring true for me. I didn't even want to present them on this channel because I didn't even want to give airtime to these people. And my assistant Olivia and I will often talk privately and assess these videos and say, I'm not going to air that. That looks like the duper's delight, which is that little twinkling in the eye, and they really don't look very distraught. They're sort of laughing and chuckling. That really rubs me the wrong way. So how can this information be verified? How do I know that these people that are being interviewed actually are who they say they are? You're going to say, Peggy, there you go again. You're questioning everything. Yes, I'm questioning everything. I would rather question everything. And even if I turn out, even if my view on something turns out to be wrong, at least I question it. At least I didn't just accept it wholeheartedly. I want you to dig deeper on the information that I present to you. That's why I give you links. And there are times when I make a mistake and I will come back and I say, hey, I think I called him the attorney general, but he was really the lieutenant governor. So that's fine. I've made plenty of mistakes and I probably will continue to make plenty of mistakes because I do so much content and I would rather continue to bring you this content and do the best I can. And that's how it goes. Here's one of the most important questions I ask. How do I feel after watching or hearing what this person is telling me? Do I feel empowered? Do I feel informed? Do I feel educated? Do I feel like I got this? Okay, that's how I want you to feel after these videos. I want you to feel like, now I know what's going on. They can't pull the wool over my eyes. I'm on to them. Nobody's going to be able to take me down. I'm standing up against this. That's what I want you to feel. Or do you feel your heart pounding? Do you feel filled? How about try to say that with fear and dread, anxiety, trauma? People have told me that after watching certain videos, not mine, that they can't sleep at night. I've had several videos and comments on this channel from people saying, what do I do, Peggy? I feel like my life and our life is coming to the end. How do I fight back? This is all so overwhelming. That's the last thing I want you to feel. If you want additional support from me, I have a second channel on YouTube called Living Swell. And we talk about all these things, about feeling empowered, about how to get out of the spin cycle, about how to deal with dread and overwhelm. So please join me. I do a live stream every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, and that's at Living Swell with Peggy Hall. Jot that down, and you can watch all of the previous videos. I have over 300 that are specifically designed to help you keep your head above these stormy seas, all right? So you don't need to stay stuck in the spin cycle. So I urge you to watch my videos about critical thinking, and that will help stop the fear mongering. So I really appreciate that, friends. I am going to be back with you. I just needed to clear the air and help you feel empowered so that you're not going to be bamboozled by the bad guys. I also recommend that you take a break from some of the heavier news. I have a lovely person that's close to me who said, you know what, Peggy, I stopped going on Telegram and Twitter. And I think they already took down her Instagram and Facebook. And she said, I feel so much better. My life is so much happier. She said, now I spend time on YouTube watching the cooking channels and home decor and, you know, pet training. She said, I feel fantastic. She said, the only videos that I watch are yours. I figure if it's something I need to know about, you will tell me. So that's just one example of taking a break. I want to applaud each and every one of you for being critical thinkers, for being healthy Americans, for being savvy and sophisticated. I'm not going to say smart anymore because they've already hijacked that word, right? The smart cities. We know about that. I'm going to be doing more for you in coming videos, but you are savvy and you are sophisticated and you care about freedom. You care about truth. You care about your family and living life the way you want to. And I care about those exact same things. So I applaud you for that. I think one of the best things that I can do on this channel is to remind you, I'm not going to say we're in it together. That's one of their phrases. We're not in it all together. Each of our experiences is completely different, individual, and unique. But I will tell you that we are supporting each other and we are side by side, shoulder to shoulder, and you are not alone. In your way of thinking, those of you that feel that you are a little bit ostracized by your family, like, wow, they don't really get where I'm coming from. I get that also. I would say even in my own family, they probably agree with about 80% of what my view on things. And you know what? That's okay. I know what I believe. I know what I know, and I'm going to continue to dig deeper. And I want all of you to know that your positions, your opinions, your views, your perspectives matter. You don't have to change your views just to appease or please or go along with someone else. And I want you to be able to stand your ground without losing relationships unnecessarily. I've also got a video called How to Have the Hard Conversations that can help you as well. So stick with it. Stay with your critical thinking. Stay with asking the questions. Give yourself a break from the emotional realm, which is why tonight I'm not talking about all of the racy headlines and all of that. I need a break as well from time to time. Let yourself be refreshed, be renewed, and come back with a clear mind. The two descriptive words that I would use about myself is I'm optimistic and I'm determined, meaning determined, I'm not going to give up. I'm never going to give up. I am going to march this all the way to heaven. I am going to use my final God-given, unobstructed breath of life to continue to dig, to research, to teach, to share, to encourage, empower, inspire you and myself so that we can stand up against tyranny. That is something that I am never going to back down from. And I am filled with optimism because I know that God created you and me for this period of time so that we can shine the light of his truth and we can expose those evildoers. So thank you everybody for being on board. All right, friends, signing off for now. A big shout out to the moderators. And let me know what you like, if you like this background. I love it. It makes me feel like I'm in Hawaii. Always grateful to have you on board. Get on my free Substack. Get on the free newsletter. All of the links are there for you below.